We would like to speak to you a bit about, how shall we call it, aggravation, which is something we know that you are all encountering, particularly in the times that we are in. When we find ourselves not simply annoyed, but aggravated, and the difference between annoyance and aggravation is that aggravation stays with us. We are annoyed, but then there is aggravation, and it continues with us as time goes along. What we want to tell you is that aggravation is very often connected to what we are going to call an unfinished healing of a wound. That which is to say, the reason the annoyance did not just go away is that there was something that the aggravation could catch. It could get snagged onto something. And when it does that, that is telling you that there is part of a wound that you may want to take a look at. It is not the horrible wound with the pain and the agony, but there is something that has not been released yet. Because when it is released, then the aggravation would leave. When the aggravation stays and you find yourself doing the classic things like blaming and judging, we can all get caught in that. We all can. And being irritated, and this particular one, wanting people to be who they are not, so that you will not be aggravated. We understand this completely, but you understand, we are sure, the futility of that. And where there is futility, there is going to be a great deal of energy generated and used for nothing. Because now, once people, we're going to repeat this, once people tell you who they are, you need to believe them. And when you believe them, it does not mean that you will not still be annoyed, but hopefully you will not get caught in the field of aggravation. Because in that field, now your energy is engaged, and your judgment and your fear and all of the things that happen when a wound has not yet completely healed. It is probably better, but it is not completely healed. So we are going to understand that to be annoyed is absolutely human. To be annoyed in the times you are in, where so much of your own energy has been either altered or shut down, is completely understandable. But to have something stay with you a long time moves over the line, and it is then requiring your personal energy, but it is not going to get you what you want. And in these times, we are getting more light in these times, but we are still not in a place to walk, shall we say, comfortably in our power in the way that we did before. We are still three steps back, shall we say, working, doing things, but not in the way where you can be comfortable in who you are while you are doing it. That time is coming, but it is not here yet. So we will take a few moments and talk a bit about aggravation in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel the blue of peace come down around you and breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a wind blowing, and let the wind blow away the world that might have caught in the field around you. Anything that might be troublesome that you need to let go of, give it to the wind. Let it blow away. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root center. Let that cleansing energy wash away frustrations about creating, about how you may have been impeded from creating in the way you wish to create. Let the frustrations go. And clear that center so that it is ready when the doors open to create your life again. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the second center. And let the cleansing energy wash away any shame, old patterns of judging or being judged, anything that might have caught in that second center. Let the cleansing energy wash it away. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy wash away any emotions that might have stayed with you longer than you want them to. Let them go. Feel them released from your body. Let the cleansing energy come up and into your heart. And let the cleansing energy wash your heart center free of doubt or pain or troublesome old patterns. Let the cleansing energy take all of those out of the garden in your heart and leave the beauty and the growing. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that is harsh or that limits you in any way. Feel that communication gone. And now there is a place to speak love, to speak loving kindness to yourself and to the world around you. Let the cleansing energy come up and wash your third eye clear. and feel the third eye now, able to see with greater wisdom and strength than it did before. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. Let the cleansing energy wash the crown so that it opens and opens more widely than it did before. And let the cleansing energy wash away anything you might be holding that would prevent you from receiving all that the universe intends for you to have. Let the crown open. And when it does, feel the golden light of the universe beginning to pour into your body. Let it come down to your third eye. Feel it open your thoughts. Flow into your communication centers and your solar plexus, second center, and root. And allow that golden light to spread across your shoulders and move down your back, relieving you of any burden that you do not need to carry anymore. Let the golden light fill your arms and your hands so that what you choose to do is in an energy of light. And let that energy spread through your trunk to heal anything that needs to be healed or adjusted. Feel it flow down through your legs and into your feet. And let that energy move past your body to make a field of receiving that you will carry with you through the week. Move your attention into your heart center and watch the golden light of the universe shining on your heart center, bringing nurturance and energy to grow to everything in your heart. And see how beautiful your garden has become. Now see a path gather light in your heart center and walk to that path and begin to follow that path upward. And feel that the air around you is full of comfort. Everything you breathe brings peace and comfort to your body and your spirit. and walk to a place on the road where there is art of any kind at all that might call you. And take this moment and find a picture or something crafted that brings you joy. Take a moment and find what that would be for you. Now come to the path again and continue to move upward. Until you come to a place of freedom and stand in the energy of freedom. Let it enter your body and your spirit. And touch every part of you, making light what may have been heavy. Now continue upward and come to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, see that there is water running in this place. Stop and refresh yourself. And fully nourished, begin to come back down the path again. Feeling the energy that soothes and comforts you, and remembering all that you have encountered. Come to your heart center again. Begin to breathe into the center of your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your heart, open your eyes.